Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. We have a busy day ahead of us today. We've got two local race meetings on offer. The first is at Turfentine on the inside track with a 9-race program, and the second is at Durbanville with an 8-race program. We're going with the Turfentine meeting as I do like the card. Let's move on to our Turfentine market movers. In race one, number one, Line of the Desert from 6 to 10 has been heavily supported into 4 to 10. In race two, number seven, Verolina from 18 to 10 into 15 to 10. In race six, number six, Master of Law from 6 to 1 into 5 to 1. In race seven, number six, Super Excited from 33 to 10 into 22 to 10. In race eight, number one, Super Agra from 28 to 10 into 2 to 1. And in race nine, number five, After Hours from 11 to 2 into 9 to 2. And those market movers were offered by Hollywood Bets. We do have a trainer comment today from Clint Binder on Purple Panther in race three.
Panther is running over 1200 meters in a graduation plate. It's his first run in about 8 months. Small field, but it's a very competitive field. And he looks like he's also out of the weights. I would like to just see him running on.
Thanks to Clint Binder for that comment. Our best bet of the day does come up in race seven, number eight, Prince of Fire. This is an up-and-coming three-year-old, in my opinion. He's had two starts for two wins. First time out, he won going away, beating Who's That Star. And out of that form line, there's been two winners from seven runners. Two winners were Who's That Star came out to win a good race in his next start, and Prince of Fire came out to win going away in his next start by winning by a length and a half, beating Big Blue Marvel. Both runs were out of the top draw, and if you look at the reruns of both runs, he was still green in both runs and improving with each and every run. I think he's going to be hard to beat, Prince of Fire, in this type of race. I know he stepped up to a division, but he is a classy sort. He's a kilo out. He's a kilo under sufferance, I should say, in this particular race. But I'm positive that he's better than an 89 in the rating system. He's carrying 52 on his back and he's drawn one. Prince of Fire, for me, is an up-and-coming sort, and he is my best bet of the day. Around about 22 to 10 in the market. I think it's a great price. Our second best bet of the day comes up in race two, and that's number four, Juliet Tango. Now, Juliet Tango's done absolutely nothing wrong in her first two starts. First time out, she got left two lengths in a juvenile plate, and she was rushed up on that occasion and finished fourth, a length behind Aisling. That form line did produce a winner in the form of Sachet Away. In her next start, she stepped up and she went into the Bloodstock Sales Cup over the 1300 at Greyville, and it was a tough lineup. She was drawn 10 and she took her medicine and she dropped out to second last. She was in 12th position coming around the bend, and she did fly up to run fourth, only 5 lengths behind Supreme Quest. I thought that run was out of the top draw. That run also produced two winners. Future Princess came out to win, and the very, very useful Big Burn came out to win. Now, Big Burn was just 2 lengths in front of Juliet Tango on that occasion, and I think today, from a neat draw of 5 with Schmungo in the saddle, it's definitely going to be hard to beat a Juliet Tango. All she has to do is produce any one of those first two runs to be a very strong contender in this race. I do make Juliet Tango our second best bet of the day. Now, if we take the double, Prince of Fire, I should say, onto Juliet Tango, that double works out to around about 7 to 1. It's a nice double at a nice price. Get those doubles on with Hollywood Bets. Our exotic for the day is going to be the Barpot, and the closing time is 1 o'clock. It's a 9-race program, so it kicks off in race two. The numbers are Banker 4 in the first leg by 3 and 5, by 4, 6 and 7, by 1, 2, 4 and 5, by 1 and 7, by Banker 8. 48 rand Barpot perm, and hopefully we'll double up in 1 or 2 legs. Well, it is a lovely card out at Turfentine today, and as I said earlier, I do label our best bet of the day, which is Prince of Fire, around about 22 to 10 in the market. I do label him. Don't forget, we will also have a jackpot on display for the Durbanville meeting today. So just look on the display and you there, the jackpot will be there. The Joburg jackpot and the Durbanville one will both be also on the display. From me, Dom Zaki, have a super day's racing out at Turfentine and Durbanville.